Hey guys, Rob from Cigar Federation here with you, IPCPR 2015, New Orleans, Louisiana. I'm here in the DeCrossier booth with Santana, and we're going to talk about, I'm actually smoking what we're going to be talking about, the Selection 512 Lancero, and we've got a bunch of new stuff to talk about. Santana, how's everything going, man?
Everything is going good. The show is going well for us. I'm happy for the first day. The second day is going good as well.
Yeah, we were actually in the Espinosa booth. You guys saw some of the videos yesterday for about 2 hours, and the one person we couldn't interview was you. You were running around,
kinda
so busy. That's good.
Kind of busy. It was kind of busy day yesterday.
That's good.
That's good. That's great. You guys have a great location. The booth is beautiful. We'll get a lot of photos for you guys to check out. But let's talk about this Selection 512 Lancero.
Yeah, this Selection 512 Lancero is a Lancero. This is a traditional size. It's a 38 by 7.5. The development comes like this. It's 1,000 boxes every year. We're going to put numbers in the bottom of the box. This one doesn't have it because this is a show release. We're going to start shipping September 30th. We're bringing a couple hundred boxes to the show until December. So the 1,000 boxes are going to start in 2016.
When you say that you're going to start shipping again, you'll do 2015, 16. It's going to be an annual release. Yeah, will the blend be the same, or is it going to be different?
Yes. For this year, we're just going to finish the year with 2,000 boxes only.
Okay.
And next year, we're going to just do the 1,000 for every year. It's going to have a similar development as La Forte.
Okay.
You know, 2,000 boxes every year. We're going to laser the number on the bottle so people know when they get it, what they're going to get, which year. You know, that way it gives, you know, authenticity to the product.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and if you haven't tried La Forte, you know, John and I did John's giving us a thumbs up. You can't see him because he's actually behind the camera, but we did some pairing with that beautiful cigar. Really, everything that's come out of DeCrossier has been beautiful, very elegant profiles that I personally enjoy. Catfish is a big fan as well. So if you haven't checked these out, you really need to. So, and I know you've got a bunch of other things that we want to talk about, right?
The distribution with Eric Espinosa. I want to let everybody know that we are good friends. We've been friends for the last 6 years. And this merchant that we're doing is very important to me. It's important to my brands because he's been doing it for a long time now. And I trust him. I know it's going to go well. Along the way in our friendship, we learned that we can work together. That's very important. And so I'm looking forward to good things with Eric.
That's awesome when you have somebody in the industry that you can work with, that you trust, that you can have a friendship with, but also have a business relationship with. And that's hard. I mean, and I'm talking to you, Logan. You go from a friendship to a business relationship, things just hit the fan. So when that happens, you know, if you find somebody that you can work with, and I'm kidding, of course, but I always have to throw Logan under the bus whenever possible. So
where's Logan anyway?
I think he's in the bathroom or he's at the food court. And one of the two. He's either eating or the other. Okay. See, we already you threw me off track.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh man, I was just going to say that you and Eric, whenever we interview you, it's always very, it's very professional and very. But when Eric gets behind the mic, it gets weird. And then you threw me
Eric,
under the bus. So.
Eric has a tremendous sense of humor.
Absolutely.
I love that about Eric. We are busting each other's balls, sorry for the balls, every day. Every day. So for me, it's a whole package. I feel good working with Eric and his son, Eric Espinosa Jr., which I love him as a son. I call him every day. You know, we have a thing, you know, me and Junior. And Anthony, Fernie, Hector, the whole crew.
Yeah.
The whole crew is just, we are friends.
Yeah, absolutely. You know,
it's a great group of guys. Even when you start talking about the Arandozas and the Moya Ruiz, all those guys that are coming out of La Zona and the Protocol as well, it's a great group of guys and some great cigars that you guys are producing as well.
So for me, to work, that's important. You know, that's one of the things that I, that's one of the reasons that I'm doing it. I'm doing it to grow the company as well, but I can work with Eric.
Yeah.
We can be at the same page. When we need to tell the truth to each other, we say it.
Yeah, that's, you know,
and
that's important.
Yeah, that's important. That's important. That's important.
Okay,
yeah.
So let's get back to the cigars. Now, one thing that I noticed when I cracked open a tin of this one here that we'll talk about in a second, the Cello had some slits cut into it. And I thought that was, when I first saw it, I thought it was a mistake because I had never seen that before. But there's a reason that you're doing that, and that's going to be something that you're doing moving forward.
Yeah. The can development, without the display, it would not work. Why? Because the angle on the stores, on the shelves, is a 30-degree angle. You can't put a can.
There's no shelf space for canisters, absolutely.
So I came up with that display to make the cans work, and it's working. It's also a way of delivering a product with an affordable packaging, which bring the MSRP down to a notch. So as far as going inside the can, the cans, I decided to laminate it with cedar inside. That way we keep the same decorative composite. We open it. We can open it.
We'll pop it open.
All right, as you can see, the can is vacuum sealed, right? So when you open it, you're going to find... You're going to find... Come on. Get it on. You're going to find the cedar inside the can. That way, the cigars can get that Decosier signatures, which is the combination of good blends with the cedar. That essence, I need that essence to get into my blends. That way, the cigars can benefit from it. And to accomplish that, I had to punch the cellophane. I put holes in the cello that will allow the cigar to breathe all the toxins that it develops and get the cedar and the combination stop, you know.
The cedar element is important in all of your, in almost all of your blends. I mean, that's one of the main components of flavor. So, you know, it's interesting to see that. I just never seen it before. And
it's an old Cuban tradition. I used to work for Cuba Tobacco back in late 80s. And back then, Havana used to develop all the wooden boxes products in this type of cedar. So that's the way I learned it. So I found a guy who do this type of work with that type of wood. So since day number one, all the decorations, they've been in this type of development. You know?
So tell us a little bit about this blend here as well.
This blend is an Ecuadorian Havana. And it has a very interesting Sumatra, Costa Rican Sumatra. My partner Jose, he's walking around somewhere. He's growing these binders. I mean, we planning for this season to get some wrapper out of it. The first harvest, we didn't get any wrapper out of it, so we place it into binders, and it seems to work. It's a nice pairing. It's pairing good with the Dominican feelings that it has. So that's why it's a good blend. I mean, people are taking it well.
And this one's available already, right?
This one has been available for the last 3 months. Yeah, and it's been selling really good. You know, they're moving really good.
Yeah, the presentation is great, as always. I've talked about it before. I mean, when you look at this cross-hand stuff, I mean, the band, everything about it is elegant.
Oh, and I got the microphone pointed at him, and I'm talking. You guys probably couldn't even hear me. We were just drinking rum, right? There was some rum. There's been some rum. John's giving a thumbs up. He enjoyed it. There you go. You can tell we take things really seriously. No, but in all seriousness, the elegance of your brand is, it really does translate into the blends, and it really, they deliver that type of flavor profile.
Yeah, remember, the artwork is a form of expression. It's how you express yourself. It's in your inner self, okay? That's your art. You bring that into your product, and that is playing your character, okay? And I've always been big fan of good designs, good photo shootings. Everything has to be perfect. If it's not, it's not going to be released, at least under my name. That's for sure. That I can guarantee, and I promise that to all your viewers and the whole market. Whatever comes from me, it's going to have some quality on it.
Absolutely. You're putting your name on it, so that's for sure. Now, I've smoked quite a few cigars here at the IPCPR 2015 in New Orleans. This is the first time I've been able to smoke the Selección 512 Lancero. And you guys know I love a Lancero, and the profile on this is really, really nice. I'm anxious to smoke this on a clean palate. and do some reviews, because this is something that I'm really, really enjoying. So anything else you want to talk about before we go away?
Let me think. Okay, we have a Cabernet Selection coming up. It'll be three sizes, medium to a full body.
Oh, you haven't really done anything in the full body range yet.
Yeah, it'll be under $9, and it'll be a wooden box, nothing varnish, very classic, Cubanese style. You know, it'll be a Cabernet. It'll be under the Flor de Décossier.
Okay.
Because whatever goes into the Décossier, it'll be more high-end style, different type of style.
Okay.
So some more stuff to look forward to from Décossier Cigars. Guys, thanks so much for checking out our IPCPR 2015 coverage on CigarFederation.com. Santana, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, John, for being so nice behind the camera.
Yeah.
Thank you, Robbie. Logan, where you at, buddy?
Yeah, where's Logan?
And Catfish, we love you too.
Yeah, Catfish gets a shout-out. Jared is... Jared's our babysitter. You guys never get to see him on camera, but he saved my backpack, which I left at a booth somewhere. He saved my camera, which I left at a booth somewhere. I don't know how he does it. But anyway, guys, thanks for checking us out. We appreciate it. We'll check you out on CigarFederation.com.